Welcome to LA International, our weekly exploration of issues important to the diverse communities of Southern California, including issues the major media may have overlooked. It's now a two-man race for mayor of Los Angeles. Antonio Villaraigosa faces Mayor Jim Hahn on May 17th. There's been a lot of talk about which of the two men will be able to pick up most of the supporters of Bob Hertzberg in the Valley or City Councilman Bernard Parks in the black community. But no one is talking about LA's Asian voters. During last week's election, students at Loyola Marymount University conducted an exit poll. They found that more than 50% of Asians said they voted for Hahn compared to only 17% who voted for Villaraigosa. To explore these issues further, we're joined by Eric Olander, Director of News and Programming and Production for KSCI-TV Channel 18, and Kenneth Kim, political reporter for the Korea Times. Welcome to you both. Eric, I know you're a little skeptical because the sample size in this poll for all ethnic groups was only 1,300. Aside from that, what are your other reactions to the poll?
It doesn't always take into account people who don't speak English. And so first-generation immigrants oftentimes are more reluctant to participate in these kinds of polls. And it raises the broader issue of how we define the Asian community here in Los Angeles. Unlike, say, the Latino community or the African-American communities, which have much more shared cultural characteristics across the community, the Asian communities aren't necessarily a single entity. So the Koreans, the Chinese, Vietnamese, Filipinos oftentimes are described by the general market as Asian, but behave very differently in between and vote differently as well.
What are some of the distinguishing differences between those groups?
Well, language is a very, very important factor, and cultural assimilation is also another very important factor. And Filipinos who have been raised in, who are immigrated from the Philippines, have been exposed to American culture for much longer than, say, Korean, Chinese, or Vietnamese immigrants who may or more recently arrived. The geographic location of immigrant groups is also a factor. Vietnamese generally are concentrated in Orange County, whereas the Chinese community is predominantly out in the San Gabriel, San Bernardino area, and Korean is largely, and I think Kenneth can talk to this more, in the LA metro area, and that affects how people vote and how they behave as well.
Aren't Indians and the Indian community also considered part of the Asian community?
Absolutely, and they're a very, very large population as well. And then you compare the kind of Indian behavior patterns politically with Chinese, Korean, and again, it gets back to that Asian umbrella, and that starts to break down very quickly because these are very distinctive groups.
Kenneth, same question for you about the Loyola exit poll. Does that margin of support for Hahn from voters labeled Asian surprise you?
It surprises me a lot because the Korean voters cast their vote differently this time. According to the study, 30% of Korean voters only supported Mayor Hahn, and Mr. Villaraigosa obtained 34% of support. So the overall number surprises me a lot.
Paint a picture for us about the different political nuances within the Korean community. Are the lines of distinction based on education or age?
Young people tend to be more progressive. They like the idea or the plans, visions presented by Mr. Villaraigosa. But the older people, first generation, tend to have a stability, and they wanted to see the continuation of Mr. Hahn's policy. Even though his opponents attacked him for the corruption scandals and many other things, older voters see Mr. Hahn's experience is more important than charisma or the scandals.
Eric, speaking in Journal of the Pan-Asian Community, do you see a trend towards more voter education and political involvement, or will it take candidates like Hahn and Villaraigosa to come to the community, show an interest in the issues, and spark that political activism and participation?
It's interesting because Asians represent, by some standards, by some measurements, I think 12% of the greater L.A. population, which makes it one of the largest ethnic groups in L.A., but yet those numbers aren't reflected politically. We have found that there's a lot of complacency on all sides. We in the media are trying to get our audience interested in this race. We find it difficult because there are very few Asians involved in these races. Additionally, we try to get the candidates to come on our station, but because there's not a large constituency that's demanding their presence, they don't want to come onto our station or appear in Korean Asian and Korean media in particular. And so there's this complacency that's all around.
Eric Olander is the Director of News Programming and Production for KSCI-TV Channel 18. Kenneth Kim is the political reporter for the Korea Times. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Hi, Mark Austin Thomas. Tune in at the same time each week for the latest edition of LA International.